This past week, Vermont Republican Governor Phil Scott celebrated his 100th day in office and outlined his accomplishments so far. Vermonters elect the governor and lieutenant governor separately. David Zuckerman is a progressive Democrat in his first term as lieutenant governor. During a break in Senate sessions, he says during his first 100 days, he's worked to get more people, especially youth, involved in the political process.
I created a newsletter that goes out every 2 to 3 weeks, informing thousands of Vermonters some of what's happening in the State House from my perspective, trying to encourage them to participate in democracy more than just voting every 2 to 4 years. I've started a youth initiative to get more young people interested in what's going on. And I think I've done a reasonably good job of presiding over the Senate and making sure that the process moves smoothly.
You are a progressive/Democrat. The governor is a Republican. How has your interaction been with him over the first 100 days?
Well, it's certainly been very pleasant. The governor has chosen not to include me in his cabinet and not to include me in a wide range of scenarios. He has included me in his civil rights cabinet, and I appreciate that. It's certainly been cordial, but from a policy perspective, he's chosen to keep it fairly distant, and that's his prerogative.
What's your assessment of what he's done over the first 100 days?
Well, I think his initial proposal to shift a lot of general fund obligations to the education fund and property taxes landed pretty hard, and I'm glad that it was rejected because I don't think Vermonters were looking to see more government efforts funded through property taxes. But that then left us with a scenario where we didn't have the money to fund his noble objectives of higher education and early education. But his promises were like sort of a beautiful pie, but it was empty inside because you can't fund expansion in government without resources, but he didn't want to raise any resources to do it. So sounded really good, but it was impossible to meet. So now we're working under sort of the austerity budget model, and I'm not particularly pleased with that.
Obviously, you preside over the Senate. The Senate now has the budget that the House went through. They managed to approve a budget with no taxes or fees, which the governor is adamant he'll veto anything with taxes and fees in it. What do you anticipate will be the status of the budget when it comes out of the Senate?
You know, the budget as it came over certainly had a number of sound efficiencies, and that's important, and we need to look for those. But it also had cuts to human services that were undefined. It did not have the resources for early childhood and higher education that, again, the governor didn't really provide money for either. And where I'm most disappointed is that we didn't move forward with cannabis reform, which would have been the biggest economic development bill for the state in the last 15 or 20 years. It would have given us resources for opiate treatment. It would have given us resources for additional law enforcement to keep our highways safe. And it would have given us economic growth by bringing the underground economy above board.
One of the things the governor was mentioning was the pushback on liquor and lottery merger. Why has that been basically rejected by the two chambers?
Well, I think any major change in government administration should be done through a process, not executive order. So I think that was the initial pushback. They said it wasn't to lose any jobs, but then they also talked about privatizing the warehouse job of the liquor department. So I sort of heard both sides of that story, and I think the reason to reject it is to make it be a process that we go through to find out the answers to those kinds of questions through the legislative process in how we're administering government, not by executive order.
The lost paperwork regarding Robin Lund's appointment, how concerned are you about that?
Well, certainly it's a concern. I would say that we have a good history in Vermont of working with what people's intentions were. It's frustrating to hear that the governor's office may be taking advantage of this either lost piece of paper or non-filed piece of paper to make a big political shift, when I think it's far more appropriate to say, if that was the appointment of that governor, done duly, you know, clearly made while he was governor, as he should have, that the governor could gain a lot of goodwill by following through on that, but it looks like it's going to become political.
Do you think that Robin Lund is legally and viably on the Green Mountain Care Board?
I think everyone's still researching where the piece of paper is and, you know, what happened to it. So I'm not in a position at this point to say she is or isn't, but I would think the smoothest way to move forward would be to say that was clearly Governor Shumlin's intent, and the current governor could allow that to move forward.
Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman visits high schools each month and holds regular town halls focused on young people. He is planning a statewide high school town meeting on May 4th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.